Warmth Within, a Rogue One fanfic, written by Cola Zitrone, read by Black Glass. Cassian shifts on the bed, testing the limits of Jin's arms around him and stretching his legs. Jin grumbles a discontented noise and shuffles after him, arms as tight as ever, face pressed into his shoulder, and the rest of her pressed all along his side. "Jin," he says, quiet. His voice is heavy with more than just sleep. Exhaustion and recovery dragging him down into sleep far more often than he'd like.
"No," she simply says. "You're warm. You need to rest."
Those are not, Cassian thinks, connected statements. But the way Jin says them, they are. He is warm, so she will stay by his side. He needs to rest, so he will stay in bed. She's very obviously not giving him a choice here. Truth be told, Cassian doesn't understand how she always seems to be running so cold. Sure, she's a tiny slip of a thing, more skin and bones than anything to keep her warm. But whenever he holds her in his arms, she feels like a little furnace, tucked far too close for comfort. It's a wonder he hasn't burned himself yet, trying to hold her. Cassian is no stranger to cold himself. Missions to Hoth come to mind, and that's not even taking into account the endless time spent in space, no matter where he goes. He knows heat too, of course. Has been to Tatooine, and spent a few weeks on Alderaan in the summer. Yavin 4 is no joke either. And then there's the cold heat of blaster fire. Cassian's as familiar with that as the sunshine on his skin. On Jeddah, escaping the explosion had for a moment felt like he might never remember anything but that blistering heat again. But then space had gathered them back up in her cool embrace, and suddenly the warmest thing nearby had been Jin Erso's tiny, angry body. Even on Scarif, the heat of their approaching death had paled compared to the heat of Jin in his arms. Even as the hair on his arms had curled and singed before the blast had even reached them, he'd held Jin close and felt her. Skin on hot skin, as she touched her forehead to his, her tears almost sizzling on her cheeks. And while he sure the Bacta tank, slowly growing their skin back, had been a perfectly adequate temperature, he's glad he doesn't remember it. Waking up, the only thing that had made him feel properly warmed had been meeting Jin's equally disturbed gaze across the room full of bustling nurses and med droids. And even that had seemed to cool as soon as they were given 2 minutes to themselves, and Jin had dragged herself out of her own bed to come share his. Maybe it's just that, come heat or cold, Jin is always the warmest thing around. The heat of her anger and the ice of her self-preservation had an ember of such gentle warmth that seems to glow within her endlessly. So he pulls her closer and puts his face in her hair and thinks, yeah, they're warm here, together. And he rests. End of story. Thanks for listening.